Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Winner's Circle. Going to be dropping new episodes here on the Winner's Circle to cover the brand new reality competition show, The Anonymous. This is streaming on USA. It is also on Peacock as well, so you can watch past episodes that are on Peacock, and you can follow along every Monday night. The episodes come out. New episodes are going to be out every Monday night on USA, and this competition show is very unique. It's like a combination of multiple shows, right? So there's this anonymous chatting functionality where people don't get to see who you are. So it has like that element of the circle where you build trust through the screen. But there also is a face-to-face aspect of the game because you're living in a house. They have this compound that is gorgeous, by the way, where they're all living together. They're sleeping in the same compound. They're waking up together. They're having breakfast together. So there's this face-to-face social element, but then there's also this behind a screen anonymous element where you get to really chat freely and set your game up in ways that maybe you would be afraid to do face-to-face. And so the concept is wild. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump into the concept first. I'm going to give a brief description on how this show breaks down, and then we'll jump into covering the first 3 episodes, which have been absolutely incredible. If you watch one episode of this show, I promise you, you're going to watch another. So it's a really, really captivating show. The drama is like, it's inevitable. It's inevitable because people speak freely in the anonymous chat, and it affects people and it affects their feelings. And then you have to see those people face to face. So it's wild. If this is a show that you're following along with, I think you're going to enjoy these segments that I'm doing each week. I'm going to be covering every episode. The episodes come out on Monday, so I'm going to be putting out a podcast recap episode on Tuesday. I have a lot of questions about this show because it is a brand new concept. And these ones are always interesting for me because you have a bunch of people that there's no way to prepare. You're not watching previous seasons. You're not getting an understanding of what works versus what doesn't work and using different strategies that you've seen in the past to try to aid your game. And so that is always really unique to me, because this is where you find a lot of people that are coming in. And this is, to me, where drama happens, right? Because people are still getting a feel for the game. Make sure, if you guys haven't done so already, you like, subscribe, and turn on those notifications, because these episodes are going to be coming out additionally each week. So we're going to have more content on the channel, which I'm excited about. And we're going to be following something that's a little bit different. And there are some familiar faces here, right? So The Anonymous is a cast of 12 people. Some of the familiar faces you are going to see is a Big Brother alumni himself, the winner of season 23, Xavier. We also have the legend of Survivor, Sandra's daughter. So her daughter is on the show, which Sandra's daughter, Nina, has played some competition shows in the past. She had done Survivor Australia. And so it's really going to be unique to see these like gamers, because, you know, if you've played Survivor, you're a gamer, you know, obviously having the conversations with your mother, who is a gamer through and through. We've seen her on Survivor. We've seen Sandra on Traitors. And now getting to see her daughter in the light is going to be really cool. And you can tell based off the first three episodes that Nina is a gamer. And so I'm really excited to see how this cast plays out, because then there's other people that are like serious gamers. It was a really great job by the casting department to put this cast together of people who clearly are here to play the game. And I say that because all you need to do is watch the first episode and you can tell that people are here to play. They're not just going to sit by. And that anonymous chatting functionality of the game, component to the game, really allows people to like show their like strategic minds in a way that maybe you wouldn't see if it was all face to face. So it's really, really unique and really cool. So we'll start out with the description of the show. And ultimately, The Anonymous is like a combination of the Traitors, the Circle, with like the social elements of, you know, like when you're face to face with people, like you see on Big Brother and Survivor, and trying to find relationships and bonds with people that you want to work with. And so it really combines a lot of different games that we've seen and that we love into one. So ultimately, The Anonymous starts out, there's 12 cast members. And what happens is there's two components to this game. There's the in-person portion, then there's the anonymous chatting portion, and then there's the anonymous vote out by one person. One person has the power every single week to vote somebody that is on the chopping block out. And so what you see is there's a competition where somebody can win safety.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Then everybody gets to choose an anonymous icon that is associated with them in the chat. So after we have this day where everybody is together, they then go into this chat where they can be hidden from who they actually are and associated to an icon. Now, this component is really interesting, because when you're in there, you really want to try to figure out which icon is associated to which person, because you're going to want to try to knock them out of becoming the anonymous, and you want nobody to know who you are behind your icon, because that's how you get the power to decide who goes home. Right? So it's a lot to explain, but ultimately there is one person that is going to be deciding who goes home. The group votes anonymously on who they want to put up. All you need is one vote against you, against your name, by somebody anonymously, and you're on the chopping block to go home. So there's that social element when you're playing face to face with everybody, where you want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable with you so that behind the screen, they're not putting you up, because anybody is up for grabs unless you are the person that is safe from the competition. So it is wild. There's so many components to this game and so many different avenues that you have to cover your bases on, or else you really can be up to go home, and then you're really just getting voted on by somebody who can really choose to do it however they want. You may be somebody that out of nowhere, if somebody gets the anonymous power and you're a threat, they don't have to worry about doing it to your face or getting any numbers to send you home. They can do it themselves. So it's really, really wild to see how everybody navigates this game, because you have people that have played poker in the past. You have people that are video gamers. So they understand like this concept of playing games. And it really is super unique to see how these strategies are being played out within the show, right? And especially it's cool for me because watching someone like Xavier, who I think is a great game player, kind of have to navigate this brand new game is really, really cool. And then you see other people kind of coming to light and talking about their strategy. And so the concept is great, but ultimately how you gain the power to send somebody home is by remaining anonymous in the chat. So after there's this anonymous chatting that happens, everybody goes in and tries to pinpoint which person is associated to an icon. And if nobody guesses your icon correctly to be associated with you, that's how you get the power. So you don't want to give anything away in this chat where it makes people feel like that icon is associated to you, because if you get no votes, or if you get the least amount of votes right, you're the one that becomes the anonymous. I want to make sure I'm explaining that correctly. So every single time somebody votes your icon correctly to you, it's like a strike against you. So if nobody is voting your icon to be associated with you, you're in the clear and you have a really strong chance of becoming the anonymous. And the anonymous is the person that ultimately decides who goes home. And so each chat, at the end of each chat, everybody gets to vote anonymously on who they want to put on the chopping block. And then the anonymous has the power to send one of those people home. And so it's a wild concept. You can already see where the drama comes in, because you don't have to worry about doing it face to face with people, like what we saw on the traders. If you thought someone was a traitor, you're battling them at a round table. Whereas we would see this on the circle, and in the circle, you're kind of building relationships behind a screen and then hoping those people, if they become in power, want to keep you in the game. And so it combines these two concepts, which I think are wild, because, you know, you're dealing with real people. So even when you talk about them behind the screen, you then have to come out and face them and see the repercussions of what you were saying. So if you say something and you're like, well, it's just a game, I want to try to go do this strategy, and then it affects people emotionally, it's really unique to see how everybody is dealing with that. And to be honest, the drama starts right away. So we have the first three episodes. So I'm kind of going to do a recap of what we see happening and some of the strategies that are coming into play here, right? So we have one guy, his name is Jack, and he's going through the concept of, I'm going to be one way to your face, and then I'll make it seem like I'm super close with you. And then behind the screen, I'm going to attack my closest ally so that people don't know that this is going to, people are never going to associate this icon to me, because they're going to be like, well, Jack is super close with whoever it is. And so there's no way that's going to be who's attacking Andy or somebody else. So what we saw was Jack taking the route of
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.
I'm going to play one way to people's face, and I'm going to play another way in the anonymous chat. Then you have Xavier, who is just a very intelligent person and is very strategic, and he's going into it thinking, anybody that I see, I'm going to start noticing everybody and how they are in person, and I'm going to go the route of trying to pinpoint which people have the most drastic difference from in person to the chat. And those are going to be the people that I think are who could be associated with an icon. So there's that component. Then you see Xavier trying to bring in a little bit of the big brother element too, of forming relationships outside of the chat in person when they're all in the compound and making everybody get numbers in his favor to be like, hey, this is what we need to do. We're going to get these people so that if they have enough votes to be on the chopping block, then maybe the anonymous will go through. And if one of us get the anonymous, we'll be able to go through with that plan. Much like, you know, what you see on Big Brother, where you have your alliance, you have your group. So there's multiple people that can go after a specific target. And then if one of you win the HOH, you have a good enough chance to go after the people that you want to target. And so it's really cool because Xavier is bringing this element of where you find success on Big Brother into a completely new concept. And early on, you start to see some success with it. And so it's really, really cool to see all these different concepts. Then there's people who are on the show, like this, for example, this girl, Lily, who is just an introvert. And it takes her a lot of time to open up and to feel comfortable around a large group of new people. And it almost like affects her and hurts her early on. And so there's all these different dynamics that are at play here, because as we all know, when you play a reality competition show, you look for anything to keep the blame off of you. And that's what we're seeing here with the anonymous, because you can do it to a completely different level, because you can be so honest to somebody's face and then get into the chatting and just destroy them and put a target on them, get a bunch of people to vote against them, and then kind of backtrack when you get to be face to face with everybody. It's wild. So we have the first episode, and ultimately it turns into just like this game of, you know, staying with the majority as long as the majority is not coming after you. And for the first episode, we see one of the cast members, Sydney and Lily, being like the two ones that are easy. A lot of votes are going in their direction, so they're going to be up to, you know, possibly be voted out. And then there's some random votes getting thrown here and there because people are playing their own games, which is my favorite part of it, is that there is people that are just kind of going with the flow because they don't want their name. They don't want it to be kind of in their direction. So they're just going with whatever the group is saying. But then because of this anonymous component of who you get to vote in, you have people that are playing their own game. So like, well, I don't really care. Like, I'm not just going to do that. I want this, but I think this person's the threat, so I'm going to vote them in. So each episode, we see about 5 to 6 people that can be voted out. And it's really, really unique. So after the first episode, this girl, Sydney, goes home. She came into the game and was playing like she was ready to be ruthless. Like, she had a long-term boyfriend and came into the game and was like, I spoke to my boyfriend. He said, it's going to be okay. I can do whatever. I can flirt. I can play the game however I need to win that money. And she was literally flirting with this guy, and people viewed them as a duo. And then it ultimately was her downfall. So it's like the strategy behind ways to play this game can either go well or backfire in your face, because people may view you as a threat because you're close with somebody else. And then if you're on the chopping block, the anonymous will send you home. And that's what we saw. So this guy, Jack, who came into the game and was like, I'm going to play one way to people's face and then a different way in the chat. It's really, he's done a good job early on at remaining anonymous and getting that power, because he's throwing people off because he has this icon that nobody is going to associate to him because of the way that he talks. And the way that he goes about it is by attacking his biggest ally that everybody sees in person in the anonymous chat, which I thought was great. And it was a great way to throw people off the scent to get yourself that anonymous power. Because ultimately, even if you're on the chopping block and could go home, if you're able to get the anonymous power, you can keep yourself safe. And he did a brilliant job of this. So for the first two episodes, we saw Jack get the power and be able to determine who goes home. And each time, so the first time he sent somebody home, that was Sydney, who had a lot of votes being cast on her to make her be on the chopping block. The next time he gets the anonymous power, there's somebody that's on the chopping block that received one vote, which is all it takes. One vote and you're on the chopping block and could possibly go home from the anonymous chat. And it was this girl, Casey, who he viewed as a threat and was like, I think they're playing a really good game. They're threatening to me, because he didn't feel that close to her. He wanted to kind of eliminate somebody from the game who he thought was playing really well, and was able to do that because somebody voted her in, which again was great. Because for me, if I'm getting the anonymous power, I'm going to constantly send people home that not a lot of people are talking about. Like for me, my initial thought on it was I'm going to be one way to everybody's face. Now, granted, it's really easy to talk about strategy. And this is all I'll say. It's really easy to talk about strategy from the outside. But when you're in the game and you're dealing with people and the stress of the game affects you and you're seeing emotions affect you, listen, I'm one of the people that, you know, it affected me on the traders. Simply put, when I was on the traders, I had the strategy down to a T of what needed to happen as a trader, but I let my emotions get the best of me and it affected how I said certain things at a point, and all it took was one moment and it affected my game. And so here, the key is going to be, if you can keep that facade up every single time you exit the anonymous chat and then are face to face with everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You can really do well because the strategy that Jack has, I think, is great. And each time you go in and you're the anonymous, you want to send people home that there's not a lot of conversation surrounding them. Where you can thrive in this game is if you're doing a really good job of hiding who you are in the anonymous chat, you're liked in the social group, and then if you have the chance, you send home people that are also well-liked and leave people in the game who have a lot of chatter around their name. And so for me, if I'm not having people talk about me, I want a lot of people in the game that are being talked about, because that'll allow me to keep skating by each week. Now, the problem with that is if there's another person with that strategy, you can end up getting yourself hurt because they may be thinking the same way. And then all they need to do is, okay, well, I'm getting the anonymous power. I'm going to throw a vote to somebody's direction, put them on the chopping block, and then try to vote them out myself and just wreak havoc on the house. It is a really, really cool concept. In the third episode, we see a twist come into the play where the people that were voted in anonymously in the chat now have a chance to show the entire house what their poker face looks like. So there's a way where the five people that were on the chopping block in the third episode have this competition, really, where they go up and they pick a box. And the box either says that they are safe or they're at risk, or still at risk, I should say. And so the five people that had votes against them in the anonymous chat now have to go up, random draw, pick a box, and try to lie to the other people that are picking, because you can either come up and pick another box or steal from a person that has already picked up a box. So we're seeing a lot of people show what their poker face is like and how they talk under pressure and what mannerisms they have when there's something on the line. And so it was a really great twist. And the reason why I loved it is because what we saw in this episode was the guy that went up and picked first got the safety. This is Marcel, who is a video gamer. Everybody views him as a serious threat, which is why you almost don't want to tell people what your profession is, because anybody can use whatever they want to pin a target on you. And Marcel was getting a lot of heat because they were like, he's a video gamer. He knows how to turn it on behind the screen. He knows what he's doing. And so he goes up, picks the safe box, and then four people have to pick after him, and nobody steals from him. And he was kind of putting on this front when he grabbed the box and was like, kind of like antsy. His foot was twitching and everybody was like, I don't think he has the power, because he wouldn't be that anxious if he did. And that's what we feel is like, it's like his tell, because he can't really lie well. And clearly we found out that he was able to, because four other people came up and instead of stealing from him, they picked boxes and nobody was safe but Marcel. And so it's a really, really cool concept. I'm really intrigued to see. And when I cover each episode, kind of take a deeper dive into what we see, some of the questions that are going through my head as to why people are doing certain things, because this show is a really cool, unique concept. I definitely recommend everybody goes in. And if you are into these kind of shows where if you watch The Traitors and you really liked it, you're going to really like this show. If you're somebody that watched The Circle on Netflix and you like that because there's that element of lying about who you are to build relationships, you're going to really like this. And the social component and the drama of it, if you like drama, it's going to be there, because early on we're seeing that it's like everybody almost feels bad because, you know, people's feelings are getting hurt. And there's bigger numbers, but as it starts to dwindle down, you're going to really see people getting affected by the pressure of this game and the anonymous chat and how people are literally being one way to their face and then trying to go after them in this anonymous chat. And it's going to bring so much drama. I can't wait to see the blowups. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to cover this, this new show. And I think it really has some promise. Right, NBC is doing a great job of putting out these new shows, and bringing some of that like unknown to us as viewers, because as you guys know, we've been watching a lot of the same shows for a while now, right? A lot of the same shows have been out for a while, and these new shows are really refreshing. They're really different. The cast comes in and is ready to play any type of way. They're not just going to try to do what they've seen in the past, because it's a brand new concept. So I'm really enjoying it. I'm really looking forward to it. I watched three episodes back to back to back. I just was like, I'm starting this. And then I was like, I'm covering this show because it's really unique. I'm very eager to talk to Xavier and see like his thought process, what he was thinking, how this concept was like, how he was wrapping this brand new concept around his head and like what strategies were coming in, what he was learning, what was working, what wasn't working. So it's a really cool concept. If you guys are watching The Anonymous, put the emoji where the emoji where the fingers over the mouth, like, shh, don't tell anybody. I feel like that's pretty cool. So if you're watching The Anonymous, if not, and you're going to start watching it, give me the arm flex in the comments and let me know what you think. It's a really easy watch. You can watch the first three episodes on Peacock. The episodes are already out. And then every Monday, again, new episodes will be dropping on USA. So be sure to tune in. Really excited to be covering this this new show on the podcast. And I'll see you back here next time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.